This past Wednesday, the House voted to censure Republican Representative Paul Gosar, as well as remove him from his committee assignments. This is over the animation that he posted on social media, showed him killing Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and also threatened to kill President Biden. As you would have expected, GOP House members leapt to Gosar's defense. That effort came from the top of Kevin McCarthy, who desperately wants to be Speaker, and after his prior failure, wants to make sure he has every single vote possible, all the way through the ranks, which included Gosar himself, comparing himself to Alexander Hamilton. Well, Hamilton was censured by the House. He was the first member of the House to be censured, so that Gosar's, for lack of a better word, mind equates him with Hamilton. Anyway, that feeble attempt to defend Gosar, whose own family is calling for his removal from office, ranged from how his First Amendment rights were being canceled, how, oh, come on, that was just a cartoon, to deflecting with imagined magnifying transgressions that Republicans see being perpetrated by the Democrats. You see, words and ideas expressed by them matter. They can easily ignite an explosion, and have. Republicans in the House need a reminder about this. Apparently, that reminder requires the mention of simply one name, Steve Scalise, who was shot, nearly killed by a crazed Bernie Sanders supporter. And Scalise, by the way, was also one of the Republicans this past week who defended Gosar, saying that, well, he was spoken to and he took the post down, so let's move on. Didn't hear anything from Scalise when after the censure votes, Gosar reposted the video. Yeah, he did take it back down. So is that today's GOP? Consequences for wrong actions no longer exist. Launch a video which threatens another person. You have a right to do that. Cast a legitimate vote as a Republican in favor of infrastructure, which Republicans, including Trump, are in favor of, starting with Trump's call for the idea in his inauguration speech. You do that, well, you're a danger who needs to be neutered. You know, the GOP wasn't always this way. There was a time when the Paul Gosars, Lauren Boberts, Marjorie Taylor Greens would be laughed at and dismissed as the clowns that they are. Today, they're rallied around, defended, protected. But there was a time when responsibility and consequences were very well understood. And, well, there were even some members who volunteered to take them. Mentioned one name before, let me mention another name now. One-time House Speaker Bob Livingston. Remember this?
But to the President, I would say, sir, you have done great damage to this nation over this past year. And while your defenders are contending that further impeachment proceedings would only protract and exacerbate the damage to this country, I say that you have the power to terminate that damage and heal the wounds that you have created. You, sir, may resign your post.
House will be in order.
And
the House will be in order.
And I can only challenge you in such fashion if I am willing to heed my own words. To my colleagues, my friends, and most especially my wife and family, I have hurt you all deeply, and I beg your forgiveness. I was prepared to lead our narrow majority as Speaker, and I believe I had it in me to do a fine job. But I cannot do that job or be the kind of leader that I would like to be under current circumstances. So I must set the example that I hope President Clinton will follow. I will not stand for Speaker of the House on January 6th, but rather I shall remain as a backbencher in this Congress that I so dearly love for approximately 6 months into the 106th Congress, whereupon I shall vacate my seat and ask my governor to call a special election to take my place. I thank my constituents for the opportunity to serve them. I hope they will not think badly of me for leaving. I thank Alan Martin, my chief of staff, and all of my staff for their tireless work on my behalf. And I thank my wife most especially for standing by me. I love her very much. God bless America.